This is Roy Hales with the Cortes Currents News Update. Most Cortes Island residents have now received a questionnaire about Cortes Island's Community Wildfire Protection Plan through the mail. According to the records we possess, going back to 1950, Cortes Island hasn't had a fire larger than 10 hectares in extent. But our climate is changing, wildfires are getting bigger, and however unlikely it seems at the moment, we need to be prepared in case there is a major wildfire. According to Strathcona Regional District Protective Services Coordinator, Sean Koopman,
residents still have a month to throw in their feedback, either through the letter that they should have gotten through the mail or electronically. And then from there, there's a lot more in-depth focus sessions that I want to have with residents who are interested. And that type of depth just couldn't be covered in the survey that I sent out. And the last question on the survey asking for marine muster points is probably something that I should have covered in a small in-depth focus group. I'd say about half the surveys that have come back, people aren't understanding that question. They're telling me Squirrel Cove Dock, the government marina, Gorge Harbor. Marine muster points is not referring to the wharfs and the docks. I already have those in the plan that I'm updating. They're referring to that worst case scenario that if you can't get to a dock, if you cannot get to the ferry, and we are literally asking the Canadian Coast Guard to engage on a humanitarian mission. That's just what they call it, a humanitarian initiative, to go around the island and search what are some of the more common, safer areas on the beach that people could be directed to. It is a very unlikely scenario, but that is my job, as I plan for all the unlikely scenarios.
Most major disasters were unlikely scenarios until they occurred. This is one example of the many seemingly insignificant bits of information that Koopman is collecting. Should there ever be a major wildfire, the information that Sean Koopman is collecting could save lives.